Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Yoan Moncada. Batting second. The third baseman, Carlos Sanchez. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Daniel Palka. Batting fifth. The designated hitter, Matt Skoll. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Adam Engel. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Charlie Tilson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Omar Narvaez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lucas Giolito. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting third. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Edwin Encarnacion. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Yonder Alonso. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Greg Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Clevinger. And now, play ball. Yoan Moncada batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Moncada hits a fly ball towards left. Brantley makes the catch for the out. One out. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sanchez hits a ground ball towards first. Alonso fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Abreu hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Allen is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lindor hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. One out. Michael Brantley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brantley hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Ramirez is safe at second with a double. Brantley scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Encarnacion hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Ramirez moves to third. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alonso hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Ramirez scores. Encarnacion moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cabrera hits a ground ball to short. Anderson steps on second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Daniel Palka is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Palka hits a ground ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Palka is safe at second with a double. Matt Skoll is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Skoll hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Skoll is out. Palka moves to third. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Palka scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Adam Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Adam Engel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Engel hits a fly ball towards right. Cabrera is there to make the catch. Two outs. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. That is ball four. Tilson is on with a walk. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Narvaez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Kipnis hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Kipnis is out. One out. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Perez hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Perez is out. Two outs. Greg Allen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Allen hits a fly ball towards center. Engel makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Yoan Moncada is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Moncada is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncada hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Moncada is out. One out. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez hits a fly ball into right center field. That ball is in the gap. Sanchez rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Abreu is 0 for 1 in the game. Abreu hits a pop-up towards first. Alonso makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daniel Palka is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Palka is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Palka hits a fly ball towards left. Brantley makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a pop-up, foul, off the third base line. Sanchez makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brantley hits a drive into center field. Going, going, gone. A solo home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Ramirez is out. Two outs. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Encarnacion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Encarnacion hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Encarnacion is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Skoll batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Skoll is 0 for 1 in the game. Skoll hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Perez makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson strikes out swinging. Two outs. Adam Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. the Indians will come to bat. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alonso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alonso hits a fly ball towards center. Engel makes the catch for the out. One out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Palka is there to make the catch. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kipnis is 0-for-1 in the game. Kipnis hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tilson hits a ball towards third. Ramirez can't make the play in time. Tilson gets a base hit. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Narvaez is 0-for-1 in the game. Narvaez hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Yon Moncada is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Moncada is 0-for-2 in the game. Moncada strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Allen is safe at second with a double. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lindor is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Allen scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lindor, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brantley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brantley hits a line drive towards first. Abreu makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Encarnacion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Encarnacion strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Sanchez hits a ground ball towards the mound. Clevinger throws to first, and Sanchez is out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Abreu is 0-for-2 in the game. Abreu strikes out swinging. Two outs. Daniel Palka is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Palka is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Palka is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alonso strikes out swinging. One out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Cabrera is out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Jolito covering, and Kipnis is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rajay Davis replaces Melky Cabrera as center fielder batting 6th. Greg Allen moves from center fielder to right fielder. Matt Skoll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Skoll is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Skoll is on with a walk. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive deep towards right. Allen is there to make the catch. 1 out. Adam Engel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Engel is 0-for-2 in the game. Engel strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Tyler Olson replaces Mike Clevinger as pitcher. Trace Thompson pinch hits for Charlie Tilson batting 8th. Trace Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Aaron Bummer replaces Lucas Giolito as pitcher. Trace Thompson moves from pinch hitter to left fielder. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Greg Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Perez moves to second. Francisco Lindor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Perez moves to third. Allen moves to second. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brantley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brantley hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Perez scores. Allen moves to third. Lindor moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez strikes out swinging. 1 out. Bruce Rondon replaces Aaron Bummer as pitcher. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Encarnacion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Encarnacion strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alonso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alonso hits a short pop-up towards first. Abreu makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Narvaez is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Narvaez is on with a walk. Yoan Moncada batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moncada is 0-for-3 in the game. Moncada hits a ball towards short. Lindor can't make the play in time. Moncada gets a base hit. Narvaez moves to second. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sanchez hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, Double play. Narvaez moves to third. Two outs. Dan Otero replaces Tyler Olson as pitcher. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abreu is 0 for 3 in the game. Abreu hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Abreu is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Beck replaces Bruce Rondon as pitcher. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis hits a fly ball towards center. Engel makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a drive into center field. Going, going, gone. A solo home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Perez is safe at second with a double. Greg Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Allen is out. Perez moves to third. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a line drive towards short. Anderson makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Béliveau replaces Dan Otero as pitcher. Daniel Palka is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palka is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Palka hits a drive into center field. Going, going, gone. A solo home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Zach McAllister replaces Jeff Béliveau as pitcher. Jose Rondon pinch hits for Matt Skoll batting 5th. Jose Rondon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rondon hits a line drive towards first. Alonso makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Adam Engel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 3 in the game. That is ball 4. Engel is on with a walk. Trace Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel moves to second base on defensive indifference. Trace Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Engel scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson moves to second base on defensive indifference. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Narvaez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Narvaez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Narvaez is out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.